listening to Jay and Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend.
Yo, it's the Gin Talk Podcast with your boy Mike J. I got Trav, I got Marissa. Groovy Drew is not with us right now. He will return soon. Today we got
R.I.P. the Studio F, aka Backstreet Studio.
Yeah. It's sad. We'll talk about it. We're gonna give out some information if y'all want to help out in any way or form. But yeah, I'm glad everybody came out safe and everything. I'm glad my homeboy, my brother, Groovy Drew is all right. We send a prayer to him, his family, and we're there for you whenever you need us, buddy. We love you. So we got a special guest today. He came out last year. He was like one of our top. He was like, what, the third person that came up?
2021.
Yeah. 2021. Came in. We had a blast. You know what I'm saying? Gave us some. He motivated us to, you know, open up our bookstore and write basically, just get out there and write a book. I know Trav want to write a book and everything.
You want to write a book too. You want to write an exotic book.
I tell her.
A nice little erotic book called Bottomless Mimosas, but we ain't going to get on that. But look, I'm just saying though, this man is very talented. You know, I like his work. I like how where he comes from. I like how he puts details and put work into his art and everything. So I'd like to welcome y'all to Mr. Deja Shakur.
Yeah.
You said what, Trev?
I hit the wrong button. What's going on?
Hey, chilling, man. Look, I appreciate y'all having me on here for real. Man, you know it's always an honor, man. Yeah, you know it's always an honor, man. Like, you know I'm a fan of the Gin Talk Podcast, man, and everything that y'all have going on. Like, I really, really appreciate the relationship advice I've been putting out in the community. I really love the topics and the conversations. Every time I hear something funny, I send Trav a text. Like, I'm like, on one of the other episodes recently here, Trav was like, yeah, I like a little bit of tea. I was like, Trav, you like a little bit of tea? I was like, this dude, why would I? We got a head.
Yeah, a little bit. Ain't nothing wrong with a little tea.
Yeah, man. But I'm definitely a fan of y'all podcast, man. And I appreciate you, like, everything that y'all are doing. Y'all are staple in the pillar. Y'all motivated me to go forward with the podcast that I'm doing. You feel what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all work.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you too.
Yeah, man. That's the show. That's the show, man. Like, I'm like, dang. Every time, like, I kind of feel honored being on here with y'all, because it's like, y'all really, really, like, getting it in. And y'all content is not regular content. It's good content. You feel what I'm saying? So I kind of feel honored being here with y'all right now. Well, I am honored. Not kind of. I am honored to be here with y'all.
We appreciate that, man, for real. And thank you for making great content with us and everything, for real, and so your support.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Sir, so today we're talking about when is a necessary break.
You ain't introduced Marissa. Marissa is in the house, too.
You're about
right
to say,
you know?
Damn, I don't remember
hearing
my name.
Oh, I did say your name.
Okay. I'm afraid you didn't, Mike. I ain't hear you, my bad. My cousin, you did. I'm sorry, buddy.
See how y'all came for me? I said, I got Trav, I got Marissa.
We're going to go back and listen to it.
We stand there. I said I didn't remember hearing it. I'm sorry, Michael. We'll let you have it this time. We'll be wrong this time.
That's all
I know. Thank you. That's all I have. Yeah. So today we're talking about the necessary breaks in a relationship. Is it necessary to take a break or time away from your significant other when y'all going through a little dim and a spark in your relationship? Should y'all take a break or should y'all just talk about it or work it out? How do y'all feel about breaks? Me, I don't like breaks. But anybody else? Do you think
I concur.
I'm just saying, do you need to take a break? Who feels like you need to take a break?
Yeah, me, I feel it, if like we talked about a while ago, last week, like if it been, if you've been together for since like high school and teenage years, and now we are 30, you might need a break, because she ain't gonna hit the same no more. Like, because you, that's all only thing you know. Like, that's when the necessary break is needed, because you need to experience something new. And now, I ain't gonna say it's for everybody, but some point in time, you gonna need something new. Like, you gotta go through that whole phase pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Trav. Like, I'm gonna tell you right now. Okay, so this is just me, right? If you've been together that long, and you go get a break, like, okay, that's like a wolf that you had that's been in the zoo his whole life, right? You've been feeding, and he's on a schedule. Then you send him back out for a while, and he find out he can eat when he wants. And that, no, it don't work that way. I don't agree with breaks. If I'm dealing with a woman, if she give me a break, that's it. I'm done. Yeah, that's it. I'm out of there. Like, if you need this time of yourself, instead of us going to therapy or going to a mediation, or you going to girls' trips, hanging out, you can go shake your hands out in the room, but without me. You know what I'm saying? And then come back, and we can get back to the couple duties, husband, wife duties, whatever the case may be. Okay, we can do that, but you saying, I need a break.
It's not something you ain't into, but you say, a person enjoying, like, the individual person enjoying their own space is cool, but not, we broke up for a while. We totally broke up.
That's like,
oh man, I would just cut that part out. Trav.
I ain't even here. But yeah, we we're gonna have to just keep it paused.
We'll be right back
after these unpaid messages. We need some money.
Hey, everybody. Do you need some sugar in your life? Well, come down to Southern Bell Treats, and we're going to give you some red velvet cupcakes. We got some colorful and fruity strawberries, any type you want. All you got to do is hit up Michelle Johnson. Well, I ain't going to do all that. Well, damn it. All you got to do is, fuck it. I was trying to do a commercial. I'll figure it out later. I'm just buying time till we get an RE back.
All right. What were you saying now?
Yeah, man, I'm back, man. I dropped out. For some reason, I dropped out of the record.
Yeah.
You good. We stopped it. We good. You can go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, dang,
all right. like you saying, like, you letting the person be the individual person, but as far as they're taking a break from each other, like, we're no longer together, is not saying something you ain't into.
No,
he's old too, though, so of course he's not gonna see it the same way.
Yeah. it is what it is. Like, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think the break can only work at a certain age. Like, it works when you're younger. Like, at our age, and especially at his age, it's not gonna work.
It don't work at our age.
I know. I don't like how y'all calling me a dinosaur in here. They call me a dinosaur.
And people in their 40s taking a break. What you breaking for?
Listen, we halfway through it. What are you wasting time?
Because at that age, you've experienced life, and you should be there to realize how to work on yourself and heal and process stuff and know what you want. So I think the breaks are necessary when you really got into a relationship and you shouldn't have, when you haven't figured yourself out.
Yep.
Women, as they get older, you know, they sex get prime, they be at their sexual peak. So you already know sometimes they want to go out there. They didn't have that phase, and they want to go out there and do that phase.
They get at their sexual peak and they didn't have that phase. What you trying to say? They ain't doing no fucking before they got in a relationship.
Some women get in there, they ain't never had a little whole phase or had multiple partners. They've been just doing missionary. And then you just need a break, and then they go out and get their back broken out and all that shit.
That's where good communication comes in. And if you with somebody and y'all having sex one way in one position, then you need to just express that. That's why I keep telling y'all, you have to talk about stuff in the beginning of dating, relationship. Talk about what you like, what you haven't done.
You gotta agree with Mike. But I'm just saying, though, you got
to
think, though, even though it's just one position, sometimes it's just the person. Because usually when you're with some person, the spark dims. But if you love that person, you just got to, it's not even just like settling. You just got to put some spark in. That's why I be saying this craziest shit I be saying in like relationships that keep it going. And people be looking at me crazy. It's like, you want to do role play, do all that shit. Try some shit new.
Yeah,
but
man.
I feel like most of the women that haven't had a whole phase, like at our age or older, if they haven't had a whole phase, they've been with one person since high school or college, and they ain't even worried about the whole phase because they so invested into that person, whether it's for emotional reasons or children or whatever. They ain't just, they loyal to that person. So they ain't really just on too much have no whole phase. They ain't gonna leave that relationship to go have a whole phase. They just gonna deal with it.
Yeah.
That's a breaking point.
Yeah. Cause I don't know. I didn't mess with ladies in my age group since y'all age shaming me. They asked
for my life. We're not age shaming.
I know. But yeah, man, but I kind of agree with Mike though in certain points though. Cause if you think about it, man, there literally are women that wait till they get their 40s to have their first threesome. Or they been married all this time, they get divorced. And they just like, well, I just want to have fun. That's it.
That's different than taking a break to be a hoe, because if they divorced, then they should have fun, especially if they've been married for 20 whatever years and they went happy. Yes, get your divorce and go live. I'm glad I already been a hoe. I've had my phase.
And that's the thing.
And I'm not even calling it a whole phase. I was just experiencing.
That's what I'm saying.
You were just having fun growing up.
Yeah, being promiscuous. That's all I'm saying. Like, the society has like a bad negative, have a negative thing on being a hoe. If you single, you do what the fuck you want. And if you cheating on somebody, that's different. But if you out there having fun and having, you know, multiple partners and you're safe and all that, fucking do that shit.
Well, so it's in.
Don't do that.
What you mean? I said be safe.
Yeah, I mean,
you can be safe, but shit, I say, can you be?
Now let's be realistic though. If y'all look at history and everything, as black men, we are kings. So it's in our genetic makeup to procreate and be with women, like multiple.
Bring that up too.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's in our genetic makeup. Now for us, that's why it's so many black men out here. There's just with one woman, and they look miserable as fuck. It's in their genetic makeup to deal with multiple women. Now, there are some guys out here that can do it. They can be monogamous and be with that one woman forever. You know what I'm saying? Because that happens as you get older, because you don't want to die alone. But and that's why you see dudes in their 20s, 30s, in y'all age group have multiple women. It's in their genetic makeup to procreate and populate. You know what I'm saying? And beat cakes up. It is. So,
you know what I'm saying? I feel like men should have a whole phase at some point too, because if they don't have it, that's when they start cheating.
Yeah,
they start experimenting, and they start looking for different shit because they ain't did that, or they don't know how to communicate and tell their woman they want to try this, or they got a woman that they know ain't gonna be willing to try certain things. So I feel like before people get in these like serious settle down relationships, they should experience life or experience something. They need to have some experience.
Being in a relationship with a virgin or someone who's like y'all saying, you gotta be with the sex. Yeah, you can't just go in there like, damn, I ain't used to this. I ain't doing this. We grown. I do everything. Some other stuff. I do everything. So you just can't like just go and like, ain't we're not going out, we're not open mind. We are stage nine. The sex is open minded.
It's open minded, right? So now this is the issue with that though, Tramp, right? So because so many people younger than us want to experiment, that's why we have so many men that's living an alternative lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we have to know when to curve and stay away from
that. Yeah, you can't let it control you now. You can't be your That's why I say you gotta put sex down. You can't be the top of your pyramid. If it at the top of your pyramid, your shit, yep. you got a problem. You got a real problem.
Yep.
Yeah. You're gonna get burned out.
Yep.
Yep. Be burnt the fuck out. That's like, you like taking in doses and shit. Yeah. Well, you get caught up too, and you gotta know it's going what comes with the territory. You have multiple women, so
listen. I don't that okay. So this me being older again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I like the way my money look when I spend it, right? So dating costs money. I don't want to
tell women. Women cost money. You cannot.
Women cost money. You know, unless they just freaks or whatever the case may be, just want to come by and get popped off, whatever the case may be. You got to take one to dinner. You got to take one to a painting set. You got to take one on a boat cruise. You got
to
take one.
Take one to help me.
You know what I'm saying? So, nah, anybody got no time for all that?
Mm-mm. Are you suggesting that some men should pay for pussy?
Hey, man, it's not paying.
I'm just talking shit.
Hey, tricking is a real thing when you get to a certain age.
Yeah, fuck it. Hey, just come in here, suck this dick, and get the fuck on. I got you.
That's why men increase value as they get older, and women they and not saying women all women decrease in value, but men increase with value as they get older.
Yeah,
that's why
I
like shit. Hey,
them young girls,
hey, treatment, you got it.
Yeah.
It just like just it's not even tricky because you got to pay the date. That's simply what it is. Like
basically, you just
and you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And then younger women are usually more attracted to older men. One, because we're established. We know what we want out of life, somewhat, whatever the case may be. And we're not afraid to spend the money. You know what I'm saying? It's like okay, babe, you said you want to go down here to this place to eat, whatever case may be, don't worry about it. Where's the young nigga going to take her to Checkers or Sonic or something, get her a five-piece in a Checkers burger, and then take her back to the crib on Netflix and chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, these young women getting tired of that shit.
Yeah.
So
all
men just spend money wherever?
I don't know what they're doing down here, but them women up there looking for niggas and spending money where I'm at.
I've never been attracted to older men just because of money. Maybe I've been attracted to someone for the wrong reason. I might be
attracted to them for
find the old one up there.
What you been attracted to them for? What the reason?
I ain't never been attracted to nobody for their money because one thing I know about men and their money, they follow their money. So once
they follow, them, yeah, they're down.
I can't just be asking you to do certain shit financial wise. Now, if you offer to do it and you just do it, then you know that's one thing. But me just trying to get you to do it, I'm not finna come ask somebody to come pay half my rent, because now you want to ask questions or you want to be here, and I'm not going for it.
Well, you also have to think about this though. Okay, that comes with upbringing. Now, in these DC, I mean, like in the DC area. In all of these big city areas, like these women have that mentality, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? If you want to play, like, shit, we want to do stuff, except for the ones that's out here just rolling and just like, man, I just want to get my back beat out. But the rest of them, the women that's on a level where they want something real in their life, like, you want to court them. Women love being courted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I mean, you can court in different ways. I mean, yes, it's going to take money to court, but it doesn't always have to be an expensive courtship.
All I know is
I'm taking women,
women from the country appreciate shit. I'm just going to say that. Some do.
I'm from the country, Mike.
The ones I dealt with, they appreciate shit.
They appreciate small shit.
Yeah, they do. I love a country girl. I'll take a country girl over a city girl any goddamn day.
Listen, my whole life, that's what I've attracted. I've attracted women from the country. South Carolina, North Carolina, Louisiana, Texas, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? My whole life, because it's like they feel the energy. Like, I don't want to keep dealing with this shit up here. These women are hardened. They've been through a lot. You feel what I'm saying? Whereas though, like, Southern women are still soft and feminine. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So it, no, it, it, not all of them. Not
all of them.
I think a lot of women are hardened. It's about how you feel after being hard. You got to decide whether you want to live in that hardness. And it's a choice that you have to make. Like, either you can go around blaming every man for what this one man did or this other man did, or you can get deal with the shit and be like, you know what? That was a bad decision that I made, or it was a good decision at the time, and shit just didn't work out. I can't blame the man, the new man, for what the last man did. Like, give everybody a fair chance.
Everybody should come with a clean slate. You can't date with trauma. That's why people say, people be sharing that post like, well, I'm this my good trait, this my good trait, but I'm a little damaged. So you got to bear with me. Fuck that. I ain't know if it's a bear with you, man. Get your first dance today.
Listen, goddamn, Trap.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it is what they trap. You right. I'm not dealing with no women that talk about, you got to be strong to deal with me. I ain't dealing with no woman that says she got her walls up. Like, I'm not climbing nobody's walls. You better put a door in that motherfucker for me to walk through. You know what I'm saying? Me? Like, it is what it is. I'm not dealing with no woman that talking about some, she's an alpha and all that shit. I don't deal with none of that. That shit is not for me at all. I you know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel this way, go do the work on yourself. That's it.
Yeah.
Simply put, go do the work on yourself. Because, like, that really, that's not attractive to real men. Like, I mean, Marissa's over here, but Marissa moves like she has the standard. She knows what she wants, what she likes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Y'all are real grown men. You feel what I'm saying? And y'all know what y'all like. So it's like, why do we have to put up with you when there's so many other ones that don't have these toxic traits? You know what I'm saying? Grown men come with scars too. That's a fact. But why do I have to put up with your shit where I'm doing the work on myself to make myself better and everyone gets a clean slate, a clean slate? Why do I have to deal with your shit?
Yeah.
Because you feel a certain kind of way about something from your past.
Yep. Do not let me pay.
Women are selfish. Most of the time, women are selfish. They feel like their feelings are the only ones that matter. And that's why men don't express a lot in relationships. And a woman never really know when her man hurting or going through because she always thinking about herself. Or if she got a man that always put his feelings
aside. Yeah, put himself first, yeah. Damn, Marissa be reading my mind. Because I was saying, like, that's what I say, too. You gotta, if you in a relationship with a man and ways, and then man feels like he afraid of losing you, so he does everything the woman wants to do, and he in a relationship balls around a woman feeling, they're gonna be a miserable relationship. When that woman leaves him, because she is gonna leave him, it's gonna break him. She gonna leave. Thank you, man. I ain't never seen a relationship work out when the relationship is all about that woman. That man making the relationship all about that woman. He afraid to lose her. He gonna move like he afraid to lose. He gonna try to fight or kill whoever trying to look at her. He ain't gonna let that woman enjoy her because he afraid to lose her. Yeah, so anything she does is gonna affect him. And he ain't gonna be able to get himself right. He ain't gonna be able to grow as a person. So the relationship with him gonna be just like walking on eggshells.
Man, listen, and you hit that dream right on the head. Listen, his growth stopped. He's picked at life. Once you put, it's nothing wrong with pouring into your woman, but your woman has to pour into it. It has to be a equal balance, right? If there's no equal balance and you're just pouring, and everything just centers around that one person, I am telling you, he is miserable. She's miserable too. And you hit it right on the head, Trap, like for real. And we're seeing this, like, it unfold, right? Like, all these relationship goals, Nikki and Meek, blah, blah, blah. All these people have relationship goals, right? Nikki ran that relationship. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why it didn't work. And he was doing everything he could to appease her, but she already had it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you start looking at the people that's around you. You see all your friends right now that's miserable as hell right now. They're doing everything they can to satisfy their wife. And the wife just like, it's just not enough. When the homeless nigga that work at the casino, that's the only thing he do is go out there and wash cars, get beat her back out, if he say something crazy to her.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It really is. And some niggas just don't need to even try hard to get pussy. It's what she looks in. It's like the simple things he does. She'll give him, nigga, if the girl feeling him, she'll give him a chance. He could do no wrong. But if the nigga trying to his hardest to get the pussy, you might as well just go on.
Yep.
Cause you don't need to put
it ain't just about the sex. It's just about getting the woman. Some like you just can't. You just got to be. A relationship is a unit, but work on individual parts. So each part's got to do their own role to make sure this relationship go. If one part is worried about this other part, the whole unit gonna stop. It gonna be at the same place at all times. Instead of moving forward, it gonna be in the same area.
They are three having this: his, hers, and theirs together.
Yeah.
If she's not happy and he's happy, they can't be happy together. Like there's no if and buts about it. You know what I'm saying? I've had friends that personally they have divorced where the woman was absolutely happy in love with the husband, right? Absolutely in love with the husband, but the husband was just not feeling it. He was same vice versa. Man, people I can screenshot my Facebook and you can post it. All these people having divorce parties right now because one of the partners was pouring too much. There was no balance. There was no balance at all.
There it is, balance.
Mm.
There was no balance. You know what I'm saying? And women want masculine men. I don't care what nobody out this motherfucker saying. Women want masculine men. It's okay to be emotional and all that stuff when you're in the house, whatever the case may be. But women want to feel protected and want to be provided for. You know what I'm saying? They want, it's okay to be emotional, express yourself, cool. But women want masculine men that's going to hold it down, that's going to share, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to pour into them and it's going to accept. They're going to accept what the woman is telling them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, hey, this ain't no fussing, they don't fight, but let me tell you this. Fill each other's cup. If like I said, one empty cup drains the relationship. So,
Yeah. You right about that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta sit down and talk instead of arguing and shouting at each other and just see, like, this is where I'm coming from. And she tell her where she coming from, just compromise.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do like the run of social media air they shit out. It's not even necessary.
Mike, the first time in any woman I'm dealing with, the first time she raised her voice with me is the last time that she hear from me.
Yeah.
Serious. She raised her voice to me. She put her hands on me. Last time she gonna hear from me, ever in life. She can keep up with me on social media. She can, I'm gonna let her tell her friends to buy my books. I'm gonna let her listen to the podcast. Get them numbers up, baby, so we can get them royalties coming in. But as far as me talking to her on the phone or trying to do anything with her, I don't give a fuck if her pussy is fire. Best pussy I ever had in my life. It's over with once you raise your voice at me.
That's discipline. Like you gotta be able to stand on your grind. You gotta be able to stand on something. Okay, if you don't stand on that in the shoe, hey, they gonna end up standing on you.
Yep. Do you tell these women that when you be involved with them that they can't raise their voice at you?
I do. I tell them I go in transparent. Honesty is the policy, right? So I'm very, very transparent. Hey,
you sound masculine. I wouldn't even want to raise my voice at you. I don't raise my voice, but I just can't even see. As loud as you is, like, what's going to be the point of getting loud with you?
Well, so my thing is, though, I don't raise my voice in women. I don't. I have conversations. I'm like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm the most mellowest person in the world. But when I get excited about something, then that army, that
yeah,
army.
You got this high-ass energy at freaking 9 o'clock at night. Well, maybe I'm just tired.
You tired today, real. You be honest. Yeah, that's your thing, too. You don't like nobody to raise their voice at too, either.
I don't respond to that. I can't respond to it, because why you just can't talk to me and don't talk at me? And calm your ass down and come back when you come and we can talk, because I'm not talking to nobody that yell at me. But see, I cut people off when they yell at me, too, because I said it in the beginning. Like, if I travel, I always try to tell me I can't tell people what I want them to do. I'm going to tell you, you can't yell at me. I like this. I need time. I need attention. I need reassurance. I'm going to tell you everything I need. And they're not going to do it at some point. Or they're going to do the one thing I said don't do, and that's going to be yell. Or, you know, why you cursing at me? Or why you lie? And I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to let you explain, and then I'm going to block you.
Oh, man.
Sometimes I got to check my volume. I be seeing her eyes. Every time I raised my voice or something, and I didn't mean to, I could see her eyes, like she got scared. I like, let me chill the fuck up. And a lot of women say I be raising my voice. So why are you talking to me? And I don't want to, like, I just got to calm down.
I never heard you raise your voice. Yeah,
I'm just about to say, Keith, was he raising his voice?
Have you heard me raise my voice before?
No, you were drunk, I thought.
Mm-mm. We were driving in Atlanta. I almost hit that motherfucker.
Oh yeah, that's a one time. Like, but boy, you right.
Yeah, I was like, damn, this nigga mad. How that motherfucker about getting in my fucking way?
Yeah. Oh man.
But now you can be gentle sometimes. Sometimes you can be gentle. Yeah, you ain't got to raise your voice. Sometimes you can be masculine and just be, you know, subtle and gentle.
That's right. Shit.
And then they'll be like, damn, he coming from this way, and then that's how you get him.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna tolerate this shit.
Yeah, it's different ways. Like, it ain't always about violence and having the most women and all that stuff. Like, nah, dog, it's different, man. Providing, protecting, and being peace, being your partner's peace, being your woman's peace. And people don't understand that. Like,
to be your own peace before you can be somebody else's peace. If both parties are at peace, then everything should be fine.
Yeah.
That you ain't really got to be my piece. Just don't come disrupting mine.
Yeah, don't get that. What I'm saying, don't disrupt my piece. Don't throw my shit off balance.
Because if something wrong with you, go fix you. I'm not fixing you. I'm not building you up. Like, I can't do it. Like, if you're having a bad day, we can talk about it. But don't come to me damaged and broken.
Because
once I go ahead and pick up on that, you got all this shit going on. I just don't have anything.
Don't leave.
That's the worst feeling in the world. That's the worst feeling in the world. Talking to a woman that's in her mid-40s, and I'm talking to her, and she's like, well, yeah, I got this going on. I'm like, what the fuck you been doing with your life? This shit almost
that
over.
That shit is a turn-off. I ain't gonna tell.
Did you say it's almost over?
And yeah, fuck you been doing with your
but
life.
When I just called you old, it was a problem, but you gonna say her life almost over in her mid-40s.
No, okay, look, statistically speaking, right. So statistically speaking, the average black man only lives 72. So I met my peak 7 years ago. You know, I met my years ago. You know, the average black woman lives to be 77. Now I'm gonna live. I ain't halfway yet. I'm speaking. Speaking it into the air. But yeah, I'm like, fuck you, waiting on like. I mean, you ain't got nothing going on. Like, nah, man. I ain't with the shits. Go somewhere else. Find you a young.
You ain't with trying to save nobody.
Yeah, man. Listen, at this point, I ain't built it. Like, if we're in the same age group, I'm not building you up. Why the hell I gotta help you get a car and all that stuff? Man, you supposed to have it. I'm supposed to have it, and then we supposed to work on getting it together. Like,
they don't want you to help get a car. They might just want you to buy them a car.
Nah, man.
you wouldn't buy no woman a car.
Hey, listen, man, that's the
whole thing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's definitely.
You gotta earn it. How you earn it?
You gotta earn it. Say that again.
How do you earn a car?
Take some time. It's level to this.
Hey, look, Mike, it's gonna take more than some pussy. I know that.
Yeah. you gotta show her loyalty and everything. She gotta be, you know what I'm saying? She gotta be most likely if a girl sees all your flaws and she still fuck with you, or you didn't have shit and she still fuck with you, and you still going out and put on years and years and years, yeah, you can buy a car.
Yeah,
if she done helped you out with some shit, yeah, you can buy your car. You have to earn the car. You don't get and see that's the thing.
Yeah, help you get you a better job, help you like progress in life, put you in a position, even if you walk away from the situation, there is still gonna be you're still gonna be growing from the situation she helped put you in. I'm like, okay, baby, I got you. As soon as I hit this part right here that you helped get me to, I got you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it.
Because ain't no girl going to come out the blue unless you just straight up was magical, buy you a PlayStation 5. You ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
Are you, Marissa?
Am I going to wait?
Buy a man a PS5.
Just out of the blue?
Yeah.
I mean,
y'all talking about a few months.
Oh, a PlayStation 5 and a car, those are two different wavelengths. Like, that's a big difference.
I'm just saying, would you buy him a PS5?
I would.
Are you willing to stick them up?
I've had women pay for $3,000 cruises for me.
I ain't doing that.
Damn.
They did it for us. You just went out, they paid for you to go on a cruise by yourself?
Oh, no. She went.
Oh, okay. That's a little different.
Yeah, she went.
But I guess it depends on where you're at with that person in a relationship.
Hey, that's what I mean by earning.
Yeah. I mean, buying a game, I probably would I'll buy a man a game, especially if that game is what keeps him at peace. Like, this is what you like to do. Yeah, I buy you a game. But I'm only buying you a game if you're able to afford the game yourself. Like, not buying no game because you're a bum and you just want to sit around and play the game. Like, that type of shit. Like, nah.
Fellas, do not let your girl buy you a game, though. The moment y'all fight, y'all going to take that shit away. That's my game. I bought it.
No, but I ain't never bought it. I never bought nobody a game.
Women do that shit.
But not buying no game. Yeah. But see, if that's the case, never let a woman buy you anything
you don't buy shit. Hell nah. I wouldn't take shit from her. She playing it like that, gonna throw it up in my face. Hell nah, we can't even
be together. You can tell what type of women gonna do stuff like that.
Yeah.
You learn a person and you can tell when they just gonna be so quick to throw it back up.
Yeah, you can see. You can see who appreciate her. My ass drove all the way to Atlanta to get a Marc Jacobs bag just for Christmas. So
Hey, ball, let me borrow a dollar.
I ain't borrowing shit.
And it wasn't just to buy Marc Jacobs bag. You went and got what you knew she wanted. And however she reacted when she got that bag, it was worth you driving to Atlanta.
It does the world.
Yeah. Where's the reaction? What are we talking about next on the Applies thing? Well, Welcome Death Row, that phrase. What are we talking about? The song or the phrase?
I was just talking about the phrase. I was going to talk about Sierra, about how you want your lady to be.
We're going to the Sierra thing. I got something to say about that.
I'm just saying,
what you got to say about it? Go ahead, friend.
Yeah, go ahead, Trey.
I feel in a relationship now, going back to what I said about the parts, a person should be able to do what they want to do. Respect.
Yeah.
And that's how Sierra dressed like that before she got with Russell. So if your woman feel confidence enough to wear that, I'm pretty sure he saw what she had on before she left the house. If you don't wear that, dang, if he ain't saying that then, she ain't changed. And she went out there with it on, like, shit, I don't see no problem with it. Shit, I love a confident woman, me personally. Shit, you know what I'm saying? If woman confident, and you with her, and they're gonna make the whole relationship confident. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be like, I don't even know really what the uproar was. Cause I guess because she's a West Coast, they saying she's trying to tease or putting herself back out there, but shit, hey. That shit look good to me. Hey, do thing, baby.
And it looked real good. It's no different than she had a hat on a bathing suit. Because after that, I went to her Instagram. And I was like, look at all these bathing suits she had on that was a thong, too. Like, when you got the body for shit, wear that shit. And that man is confident in his marriage and secure in his relationship. He don't give a damn what that woman put on. And the men that were like, and women too that was making comments, half of y'all ain't wives, half of the men ain't got no wives, half of the women ain't got no body like that, most of the men ain't got a woman with a body like that.
True,
just some hater shit, that's all that is.
But as far as like a man having to say so and what a woman wear and all of that, I don't really I don't rock with niggas that do shit like that. And this dude told me one time, he was like, don't put on a dress, put on some jeans. What the fuck you mean put on some jeans? I put on some overalls. Them bitches fit everywhere. Then we go to the casino and he was like, that man watching your ass. Dude, who don't want to be out with somebody that's watching who they with? And what the fuck
is that the self-conscious one? The one that's insecure?
All of them seem like they've been insecure, Trav. Which one?
Oh, I thought it was the other one.
Oh, you talking about the most recent one that was insecure.
Yeah.
Oh no, he didn't care about care about what I wore. Like when we went out, like he was good with the stuff that I wore.
Damn. Yeah. Well, me personally, this is me personally. These people is rich. I don't care what they do. This is me. I don't care. She could have showed up butt naked. I don't watch the awards. I don't watch these celebrities and none of that stuff. Me personally, a lot of these celebrities that people worship and all stuff are more hurtful to Black folks than the drugs and the alcohol that's in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Because of the messaging that they're pushing. So I don't pay no attention to none of it. They got money that I'm trying to get. That's the only thing that I'm worried about.
This part of the conversation wasn't really about the celebrity thing. It was more of should men have a say so in what women wear.
Oh, no, because I mean, what they doing is what they doing. Again, she's a celebrity. She's doing her thing.
No. Let me bring you back.
Okay.
If you were in a relationship or you were dating a woman, should you have a say so in what she wears?
Oh yeah, nah.
Let's take the celebrity part out of it. Like the celebrity part just came from that was like the buzz for the beginning part of the week, and from that it was like, should a man have a say so in what his spouse wears?
Oh yeah,
really what we was talking about. It wasn't really the whole Sierra thing. It was really more of that. So yeah.
So there is definitely a respect factor in. If a woman, it depends on the relationship. I just say that. It depends on the relationship. Like, me personally, I wouldn't care. Like, I'm like, come on, baby, let's go and get out here. You know what I'm saying? I know who she's coming
home with. Yeah, show some.
Yeah, show some. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know who you going home with. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I know what we're going to be doing later on. If we go on a trip, I know what we're going to be doing later on. You know what I'm saying? Let these niggas see what they're not going to have. You hear me? So, me personally, I don't care. I'm conscious enough. I know me. I'm confident enough to know that it's like, man, it is what it is. Now, if you choose to walk away, go out here butt naked and you walk away, that's on you. It is what it is.
Yeah. You just got to be secure. You just got to know that it's trust and all that stuff. I'm just let her express herself.
Yeah, for real.
And with my girl, she be shy and stuff. Like at first she was scared to get dreads because she was scared of what everybody was gonna think. I said, man, do what you want. I said, if you don't like it, it's all about what you want. Don't worry about what other people
cut it. If y'all like it, just cut it. Buy
a wig. That's what I told her. You know what I'm saying? Just cut it. And now she loved the dreads and everything. I said, you wanna do this? You wanna be a model? Do the modeling. I don't care what you are. I already know you're gonna show respect and all that stuff. Like if we trying to go on a cruise. So if you go on a cruise, I want you to wear whatever you want. I want you to show off that body and all that shit.
Yeah.
I don't care who's looking. Because look, if they looking, they can look.
Yeah. They're going to look anyways, no matter what you got on.
No matter what you got on, they're going to look.
They're going to look.
Out here some creeps. So whatever, no matter what your old lady got on.
Hey, look, if they looking, just grab her ass. Shit.
Yeah, for real. But at the end of the night, y'all go on that cruise at the end of the night. That's where she's gonna be at. Laying on top of Big Mike in the balcony room. You understand me? Yep.
got some chicken fingers on the nightstand.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
But now everybody it's like you said, in this generation, this generation is just people in general, men in general. So get insecure about, you know.
Man, people just want to have an opinion for real. Ain't it really about that? But everybody got an opinion on everything. Everybody an opinion.
Yeah, because they just do it for clout. And they want somebody to say, yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, nigga, nobody gives a fuck. You can tweet all day. You ain't getting no motherfucking money.
Facts. That's a fact.
So,
people with the most opinions are the people that are doing the least in this world. Like for real, you think about this. Half the motherfuckers that was in them comments, like I want to say 75% of the motherfuckers that was in them comments talking about all this, and this working McDonald's, bro. Like, let's be realistic. They high school students, they college students, they like, you know what I'm saying? They are people that have the time to actually sit around and analyze and focus on that stuff. Us 30 and up, there were some people that kind of commented on it, was like, yeah, okay, whatever. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there was a different position of the conversation. It wasn't what they were saying. It was like, well, how do you feel? Like what we're talking about tonight. Like, would you do this with, would you let your lady do this with, though? They was like, look at him. He's miserable being out there with her, blah, blah, blah. Where the conversation is different once you get to a certain point in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
man,
insecure people, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I say, that's why I tell people, confidence will change your whole life.
Yeah.
That's all you got. That's one thing you got to be like, man, that's believe in you, believe in your situation, and all that shit gonna fall in line.
Yeah. You know your value. Once you know your value, nobody can really fuck with you.
Damn right. Yep.
But yeah.
And so we're gonna. The important part, understanding that you have value. That's the important part. A lot of people don't understand that they have value. So understanding that you have value is the beginning steps. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So
yeah, you got to.
That being said, do y'all believe in that saying, when I put so much time and investment into a person, a significant other, that she is signed to death row?
Ooh.
I don't, because I can walk away in any situation. I can walk away from any, like, I don't care. We were married 30, 40 years. If it ain't fulfilling me no more, if it ain't feeling, it ain't doing, it ain't fulfilling its purpose, I can walk away.
Oh, so you deaf, Gino?
Yeah, I'm deaf. Dropping niggas.
I was married for 8 years without a divorce. So, yeah, so I walked away.
Yeah.
I walked away, but I had my reason.
I'm more like Cash Money. You're gonna leave, but you're gonna come back.
Now, see, that's the thing though, Mike. Like that doubling back. Like, I don't do the double back.
Why would you want them to come back if they left?
No, yeah, I said they come back. I never said I was gonna go back. I said they always
come back. I said, why would you want them to come back if they left? You said if you leave, you're gonna come back. Why would you want them to come back?
No,
or you said they're gonna try to come back. They're gonna realize
they're gonna try to come back.
No, I feel like that Welcome to Death Row shit is like very toxic. Yeah, because this is wrong with people. Like, let people leave. They want to go, go. Because whatever they're leaving for, it's with some women. I'm not gonna say all, because I'm not a woman that's just gonna take a whole lot of shit and then just let it build up and leave. But most of the time with women, they just accept the most bullshit. And then they finally break. And I think most of the time it'd be the embarrassment of it. Oh, it don't even be all the little shit they be done did, that the man be done did. It'd be the embarrassment.
When the people, the
because
friends,
if nobody knows that this man is cheating on you or this man is doing this and doing that, it's easier for you to stay in some shit. But when it's public knowledge or people know, it's the embarrassment.
Hey, we agree on something.
Now, that's the truth. That's the truth. A lot of women out here getting cheated on all the time, and they know it. But as long as the family and friends don't find out, they sit there and they deal with it. Same thing with dudes. There's a lot of dudes out here getting cheated on, and they know.
Yeah.
But
they don't get played in your face. Don't play in nobody's face. I think. Yeah, and with that part, you can kind of deal with it then. But shit, you just got down out here getting embarrassed.
Yeah, that's when people walk away. Cause I mean, literally, I know women right now. They know they old man doing anything, but they's like, he's not gonna bring no kids, no STDs home, and he paying all the bills. I don't care.
Because that's what worked for them, and that's what people have to realize. Do what works for you and your relationship, your household. And keep that shit in them, because once you, like, if you and your man or your woman come to an understanding that this is what's gonna work for us, keep it there. Don't go telling your friend, me and my man decided this is what we're gonna do, because your friend gonna tell you, oh, you stupid.
So, okay, so this is the thing right here, this with you saying that, right? So, when cheating occurs in relationship, men be really embarrassed. Like,
men never goes and say, I cheated on my woman. Woman tell. Like, and that's how everybody finds out. A woman calls and tells somebody.
Yeah. If I find out that my old lady cheating on me, I'm not going to go out and telling everybody that she cheating on me. Because that shit
is like, no, that's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing?
That
is an embarrassment.
That's
embarrassing. Somebody don't, man, you gotta think about it as a man. Somebody done invaded your house. They like somebody, like I'm gonna use your apartment, Marissa. Think about it. A stranger just came in your house and put their feet up on your sofa, drank juice, whatever in the fridge, and made themselves at home in your house.
Fucked in your bed.
What if they didn't fuck in the house? What if they went and fucked somewhere else? But y'all talk about the woman body is the man house, and this was
I get why y'all said
it's embarrassing. I just wanted y'all to explain because all of y'all felt very passionate about this.
Yeah.
That means you failed as a man to please that woman. That woman's going to find some other dick to please it. So now you're going to feel
wrong. It's a mind.
It's not about sex. I'm using it as an example. Let me finish. Please. Let me finish. I'm just saying sex as a starting point. But then think about it. She's getting something. She's getting something. It can't be sex. It could be something like, you know, you're a boring-ass nigga. Now, what's worse? You say you can't fuck, or you just boring. I just can't stand your ass. And then she goes to a man. You're going to feel low.
This is the thing. When people are adults and they can talk about their feelings and they can talk about what's going on in their relationship, they wouldn't have to cheat. People don't cheat because of who they're with. They cheat because of them. So a man shouldn't blame himself if a woman go cheat. And a woman shouldn't blame herself if a man go cheat, because you can do everything for that person. If they want to go fuck with somebody else, they're going to do it.
They're going to do it anyway.
But Marissa, if I'm dealing with
somebody
a woman.
Somebody is at fault.
And that's what I'm saying. If I'm dealing with a woman and she cheats on me, ain't nobody gonna know about it. Even if I divorce her, whatever the case may be. Now, if I cheat on her, she gonna tell her friends, the family, Facebook, Instagram, everybody. Yeah, everybody gonna know. She gonna write, she gonna send postcards out for Christmas.
I said women always tell.
They do. Yeah. But it's embarrassing to a man. Like, nah.
Don't let your worst enemy find out either.
Most of the time, men feel like they just shit at some stuff.
Nigga that like
a woman won't do nothing like that.
Hold up. What you said, Trey?
I said, don't let your worst enemy find out. A nigga like me.
That shit gonna be on the Snapchat post. Sometime,
homie. That's like, man, like you said, I ain't gonna say nothing. Like, if I get cheated on. Unless a child or there's a tape, when you know it's evident. Well, yeah, you got no choice.
Yep. But shit, man, listen, I don't know.
Yeah, cheating is, yeah. So that being said, going back to when I said the shit I said about Pandora's box, and everybody looked at me crazy and called me and said, what the fuck are you talking about?
So you let's just say, wrong.
I apologize.
You made
so,
my hand hurt.
I did. I apologize. So that being said, are y'all going to choose peace and just deal with the situation, or are you just going to leave? Like, if you know somebody's calling your wife at 3:00 in the morning and they got damn name saved under like Pizza Hut or some shit, or are you just going to like, you know what, I choose peace.
First of all, the wife's stupid.
What that you care about?
Because why your phone ain't on do not disturb?
I forgot you were an expert.
Why
so you know.
This person ain't trained to know I'm going to call you, you don't call me? I hate people that don't know how to work.
After 5:00, just don't call my phone. Shoot me a text.
Right. Call me while I'm at work and on my drive to work or from work. Like, no, I really hate people that don't know how to cheat. Like, because what do y'all be doing?
When Marissa drops a book called How to Cheat, boy, it's going to be the end of everything.
Neither of your care no longer, they don't find out.
No, the thing is, it's about me, because if men weren't so stupid and careless, nobody would ever know that they're cheating. But they stupid and careless.
Damn.
I mean,
they don't pick the right women to cheat with. And the thing is, they be lying. Like, they won't tell the woman that they cheat with, like, this is what I got going on. They'll tell a whole lot. Me and her still just stand together and shit, just, you know, we going through the motions. Or they married, we going through a divorce. Either you're getting a divorce or you're not. Have the papers been filed? That's when you're going through it, when it's been filed. If ain't nothing been filed and that's public records, you go look it up and see if the shit been filed.
Yeah.
Then I ain't going through no divorce.
Yeah. So yeah, I was so it's funny you said it because I was dealing with a woman when I was separated, right? And then she found out that I was still married and she stopped dealing with me because she said that I took her choice away, her option away. I took her choice away. She's like, I don't deal with married men. Even though you separated, I don't deal with married men and you took my choice away. And she stopped dealing with me on because of that. Because I wasn't honest and didn't tell her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Damn.
Yep.
You say it like that, I mean, she's entitled.
Yeah,
damn.
She's
entitled. Yeah, that's how it is. You gotta have a choice then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, we even caught an hour for you.
Shit, they done took Anchor, so now we on Spotify. Spotify, you need to start cutting them checks. All that money y'all make.
Man, look, Spotify, man, I was like, that new podcast app, man, that joint has been hell. Like, that joint has just not been working.
Damn, hold this shit up, bro.
That joint just ain't been working. I'm like, damn.
Ain't that some shit? Find Anchor and Anchor elevates. Ain't that some shit?
people start getting money. And they was like, oh, nah. Yeah, Spotify was like, nah, go Anchor. They bought them out. Like, y'all got to go.
Damn so did. They damn so bought. I'm like, look, that's a podcast for Spotify. I know what it is.
I said, get the niggas bought them niggas out. He's like, yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope we get a bigger check or some shit. Damn. Niggas in
shame. Yeah, like, damn, I thought they gonna take it out of other platforms. So shit, they could take the shit off Apple and all the other shit. Nah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll get a bypass on that shit. Anybody, y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about?
I don't. I'm tired. It's been nice talking to y'all.
I know.
It's
almost
10 o'clock.
I'm like, shit.
Yeah, we've been on this motherfucker for a minute. I mean, this is what happens when you get on Gen Talk, though. You get in, you start having these good conversations. This is why I rock with y'all so much. You get in, you start having these good conversations, man. We can do this shit for hours.
Because you like to talk clearly.
I'm all that hate.
That's what it is. High energy ass. It's almost 10 o'clock. Like,
and listen, and then
how long have you been up? What time you got up this morning?
Well, I went to bed at like midnight, and I woke up at 3 to catch my flight.
You been up since 3?
Yeah, since 3.
It's time to go to night night.
Night night.
It's just because how are you not tired?
I don't know.
How long you slept? You slept on the flight?
Yeah, on the 45-minute one.
Oh.
Man, on jet plane.
You need a nap. You're going to sleep good whenever you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely am. It was nice talking to y'all. I got stuff to do so I can go to bed. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Get your ass off the phone.
Oh, man. All right,
Michael.
Go ahead and plug your stuff in, Deja.
Oh, man, listen. Hey, man, again, Gen Talk. Man, I appreciate y'all for having me on. One of the best podcasts that I listen to out here. Man, I really, really appreciate y'all having me on. Every time I come on, you know what I'm saying? So, me, Arthur, you can follow me at the Arthur Dice Shakur. I have a new book just released, As I Stand Corrected. I have Betrayal of the Black Bastard, Grand Scheme of Life. You know what I'm saying? We're in the process. We're doing the casting for the movie now. I have my Journey of a Jackass podcast. And I'm trying to be like these guys with the podcasting game. They are the best in the business right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be like y'all. But you can follow me.
We appreciate it. We're trying to get like you too.
Trying to get like you got now. I'm trying to get my book.
and we hit me up when we get off here, man. We can talk about the books and everything. So, yeah. So, and you can follow me at the Arthur Dice Shakur on Instagram, Arthur Dice Shakur on Facebook, and you can hit me at the Writing Bama on Twitter. Yep.
telling you, man, when you come up here, it's nothing but love and positivity, man. We appreciate your support.
Promise, man. We appreciate everything.
Right, for real, you've been really helping us, and you've really been a true supporter. And we will support you for everything you do, man. And that's on everything. We appreciate you, man.
Man, I appreciate it. Well, y'all may be seeing me soon. Hey, come around.
Hey, we make a live episode.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No problem.
Anything you want to say, Trey? You want to put some stuff up for Drew? You want to do the cash up? We just going to make a post.
Yeah, make posts. I don't think about it. I don't know about it. You don't want to be out there like that. For real.
I got you. That's why I ain't made no posts. So, but yeah, you know, shout out to everybody who rocked with us, you know, 3 years strong and everything. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's been the Gen Talk Podcast. We in the jungle, baby.
You know where you are?
You're
in the jungle, baby.
I thought
I could
find it.
I said that shit double time, didn't it?
I appreciate y'all, man.
Hey, man.